presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a large metropolitan newspaper. The baffling mystery surrounding the sacred black pearl of Osiris is about to be solved. In our last episode, we heard how Clark Kent took Jimmy Olsen and Tumbleweed Jones to the theater where he and Jimmy had witnessed the performance of The Great Gambini, and how he solved for them the mystery of the disappearing theater. As they stood just within the entrance of the stage door, they heard the voice of the Whisperer warning them to leave at once. They tracked the voice down and discovered that the Whisperer was none other than Miss Rycroft herself. Miss Rycroft, wishing to help them, yet at the same time wanting to hide her identity, had assumed this disguise. Leaving the theater, they discovered that the stage door was locked and bolted. And then the voice of the Egyptian named Batik, henchman to the mysterious man called Humi, spoke to them. Listen.
My master, Humi, and if I may say so, death, await you all.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Come, and no trick, please. I have gun, and I know how to shoot it.
Something coyote. It sure takes Superman himself to get us out of this.
That's what I was thinking.
Through this door, please. Steps lead down to cellar beneath the stage.
Mr. Kent.
Yes, Miss Rycroft?
The night the great Gambini, or whoever he was, caused me to disappear, I was taken down into a cellar, bound and gagged. This seems to be the same place.
Oh,
sure is a big cellar. Jumping coyotes. Look at all those Orientals.
Yeah. And that there fella sitting at the table. That fella dressed up in them funny kind of robes and things. That's my old friend, Humi. Hiya, Humi. Wish I could offer you some fudge, but I ain't got none. Turned if I don't wish I had a piece, too.
Silence your tongue, fool, or you shall lose it.
Why, you ornery hog-tied slab, son of a...
Sort
of... All right. I ain't saying nothing.
Humi, I believe that's your name.
Yes?
What's the meaning of all this? How do you and all these men of yours happen to be in this theater? What on earth is...
One question at a time, my friend, Effendi Kent. I am here, and these my men are with me because we knew that sooner or later... you would come.
Oh, you did?
Yes. As to the meaning of all this, it has only one meaning. For 2 years, I, Humi, have followed the sacred black pearl of Osiris across the world. The sacred pearl must be returned from whence it was stolen, the tomb of the god Osiris. One of you has that task. I know which of you it is.
Well, which one is it?
Yeah. Sort of like to know that myself before I die.
You know you are to die. Yes, all of you must die, for all of you have had a hand in this evil business.
I wouldn't exactly say that. I don't see that...
I am no longer interested in your opinion, Defendi Kent. You will please to remain quiet. There is one still missing from our little gathering, one who is vitally interested in whatever has happened. I shall have him brought in... and then, Effendi, we shall proceed to the business at hand, which is the death of you all. Bring in the man you have outside.
Yes, master.
Gee, I wonder who it is.
I find it how it won't matter much.
Look at that man they're bringing over there.
Good heavens. Roger Draper.
Roger Draper?
Huh? Mr. Kent, that's the man who claimed he was the real Sidney Rycroft. That's the man who impersonated the great Gambini.
Good evening, gentlemen, and Sidney. We appear to meet again under rather distressing circumstances, what?
Roger, what's the meaning of this? What on earth are you doing in America? I thought you were in London with my uncle, Sir Charteris Andrews.
Sidney, my dear, your uncle, Sir Charteris, is dead.
Dead? Sir Charteris?
We tried to let you know, my dear, but you're such a globetrotter, you know. Devilish time keeping up with you myself. However, Sidney, I shouldn't waste any sympathy on your dear departed uncle if I were you.
What do you mean, Roger? What are you talking about?
Look here, these gentlemen, Mr. Kent, Tumbleweed, young Jimmy, they're rather in the dark, you know. Suppose I explain fully, and then, Sidney, you'll understand.
Yes, please do.
Gentlemen, I, Roger Draper, was the private secretary of Miss Rycroft's uncle, Sir Charteris Andrews. The last time Miss Rycroft saw Sir Charteris was at the tomb of Osiris in Egypt. the tomb which they together entered.
Yes, I know, Roger.
When you and your uncle left the tomb, Sidney, your uncle was carrying the sacred black pearl.
Do you mean to say...
I mean to say, my dear, that he had stolen it from the idol in the tomb. During the days that followed, he had a special bullet made to fit a certain gun. That gun, my dear, he gave to you. And one of the bullets in that gun contained the pearl.
But why, Roger, why?
You were going to America, my dear. Your uncle knew that when the theft of the pearl was discovered, the cult of Osiris, led by our friend Humi here, would be after it. He figured that was the best way of smuggling it out of the country.
I think I begin to see it all. He intended to come to America, get the gun from Miss Rycroft, and regain the pearl for himself.
Exactly. The pearl, as you know, is worth a fortune.
Yes.
As it happened, his death came at the moment he was preparing to leave for America. He regretted having placed his niece in such a dangerous position and begged me to come to America and save her from these Egyptian fanatics.
It seems to me you chose a pretty roundabout way of doing it.
And Miss Rycroft, you see, was marked for death just for having the pearl in her possession. These Egyptians are clever, shrewd. I had to figure some way of getting her out of danger completely. There seemed to be only one way, and that was to make her vanish completely. So for that reason, I arranged the entire theater episode.
And then I came along very unexpectedly and threw a monkey wrench into the works.
Exactly. That is why I tried to convince you that I was Sidney Rycroft, that you had merely imagined everything else that had gone before. I knew you'd discover me sooner or later, but I hoped by that time to have Sidney safely back in England.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm just beginning to realize something.
What's that, Tumbleweed?
Why, suffering coyotes, Jim, don't you see it? That fair black pearl was hidden in a bullet. That bullet was in Miss Rycroft's gun. And that's the gun I was shot with.
What?
By jumping Jehoshaphat. I'm carrying that bullet around with me right now. I've got the sacred black pearl right in my leg.
Exactly, my friend. That is why my men and I have tried to capture you for days.
Yes, and that's why, Tumbleweed, I shanghaied you from the hospital. I knew whom he was after you, and I was trying to save you. Unfortunately, you sent us both crashing off a bridge and into the river.
Well, I, for one, am glad this whole mystery is clear up. Has been fantastic.
Well, I admit I've had to do a number of fantastic things, but remember, I had good reason for doing them. It was a fantastic problem, and I was dealing with these Egyptians who are rather fantastic people, you know.
Yes. Now that you have finished, Mr. Draper, we shall proceed to the business at hand. You have all had a hand in this evil matter. Therefore, you are all to die.
Now, just a minute.
We waste no more time. Once you are all safely out of the way, I shall remove the pearl from the leg of your friend, and my men and I shall return to Egypt. To Egypt and to Osiris. That's it?
The glasses are ready, Master.
Oh, excellent. Mr. Icar, the gentlemen, these wine glasses you see on the table contain each a deadly poison. A poison which kills painlessly in 10 seconds. Each of you, by turn, will pick up a glass and drink. There are 5 of you, and my mission shall be accomplished in less than 5 minutes. Which of you will drink first?
Well, since there's no help for it, I may as well be the first.
If you don't mind, Mr. Draper, I'd rather not stand around watching this thing. I'll drink the first glass.
Mr. Kent.
Now, Jim, we've got to take this thing like men. The less said, the better. You realize that, don't you?
I suppose so.
We already know and feel anything we might say, so why try to put it into words? I suppose you just look away while I drink this down.
Yes, yes. Just turn your head, laughing squirrel. That's the boy.
Drink, Mr. Cat.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Kent. So long, kid. Oh,
Mr. Kent. He is dead. You see? Quite painless. Very quick. Yo, pick him up and carry him outside.
Yes, Master.
Now, who will be next?
I reckon it's how I'll be next. Give me that dark glass.
Yes. There you are.
Gosh, Tumbleweed.
Now, Jim, just remember what Mr. Kent said. The less we say, the better.
You're right about that. Drop that glass.
Suffering coyotes! It's that Superman fella again.
Superman, is he? We'll see about that. You men, strictly.
The fight you want, I'm out for it. Here's one for you. All right, come on, all of you.
was exciting seeing them off. It was on an ocean lineup, boy. Yes, sir. There goes that lineup. Pulling out for England. There I go with it.
Yes, Tumbleweed, and with them goes the conclusion to the mystery of the Black Pearl of Osiris.
Yeah. But there's still one part of that mystery that still ain't cleared up.
What's that, Tumbleweed?
How come you drank that poison and lived to tell about it?
Well, as I explained before, it probably wasn't as powerful as whom he claimed it was. It merely knocked me unconscious instead of killing me. And, of course, when you got me to a hospital later on, the doctors did the rest.
Yeah, but, well, let it go. I've always felt there was something, well, kind of mysterious about you, Kent, and always will. Howsomever, as that fellow Shakespeare once said, all's well in.
So ends another stirring and baffling adventure thanks to the powers of Superman. What new exciting times are in store for our friends? What new problems will arise to tax the powers of Superman? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.